The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, it's 20 years since Spotify was founded. Taylor Swift, apparently the most streamed artist of all time in that era, followed by Bad Bunny. We're joined by Pat Carty, arts journalist and broadcaster. I think it's fair to say Spotify has revolutionised the music industry, but is it for the better, do you think, Pat?
Well, you see, there's two points of view, Shane, I suppose. I saw an article in Rolling Stone saying to say that it hadn't changed the music business is like saying the Gutenberg Bible didn't alter publishing a small bit.
Yeah.
There's the old man view, and I was thinking an old man shouting at a cloud, literally shouting at a cloud in this case, saying that, well, you know, music should be a physical thing and we should all be out buying records and all that. But then on the other hand, there's 300 million subscribers to Spotify worldwide. So those 300 million people are happy to have the convenience of Spotify, you know, the access to everything. And I suppose I was thinking about if a time traveler had arrived from the future when I was about 13 and I was getting into music and said, look, here's a magical device that'll give you access to all the music in the world. And all we want from you is, I think it's €12 a month. Would I have taken it? I would, of course.
Yeah.
So I suppose it depends on your point of view. You know, from an artist's point of view, from, you know, I know you mentioned Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift would be good for a fiver till the next payday. There'd be no doubt about that from Spotify. But there'd be people further down the trough, so to speak, who would be given out about the fact that...
Well, isn't that it? Yeah, back in the day, they would have sold, you know, in the 1980s, they would have sold their album for maybe £7, and they probably would have got a couple of quid out of that. Now they're getting an absolute fraction. Is it 0.003 or something cent per song that every time it's played?
Yeah,
and then,
stream,
of course, and then the record company gets a good chunk of that. I'm by no means an expert, but what I've heard is it's really difficult, and that's why a lot of these artists, touring is their only way of making money now.
Absolutely. Well, that's how it's completely changed the industry. I suppose back when we were talking about when you and I were kids, I think you're a bit younger than I am, Shane, and I'll
I'm
say
not
that.
Sure, anyway, I'm not sure I am.
Well, anyway. let's presume that because you're looking better anyway. And in the old days, people would put out a record and the tour would be to promote the record. But now it's the other way around.
Yeah.
They're putting out a record almost to sell tickets. So Spotify said they paid out $10 billion in 2024. And as you say, musicians, I think they get 0.003, or maybe if they're on a higher rate, they get 0.005. Now, no one's going to get rich out of that either. So they worked it out that if I put out a record tomorrow, say, Pat Carty sings songs of love or something like that, and it got 1 million streams, I'd get a check for about $5,000. No, $5,000 is nice, but the record probably cost me $10,000 to make and things like that. So you could see how people, it's harder to get a career out of it now.
You're absolutely right. Like, this has happened. There's no point having two old fellas raging against shouting at clouds. But that being said, I'll give it a little go. I use Spotify, and it's, you know, in some ways it's brilliant. It's so handy. It's so accessible. You get, you know, you've such exposure to so many different types of music. I suppose there's a couple of drawbacks I can think of. One is the decline of the album. You know, you used to put on an album and listen to it from start to finish. Like, it's now more about you dabble in the music of artists. You listen to a few of them and then you listen to a different artist. Has it killed the album, do you think?
Well, I suppose you could say it has in a way and it hasn't in a way. I mean, I have two daughters in their early 20s and they have never bought a CD, never bought a record. This is how they listen to music. So they have a family, I think there's a family deal or house deal you can get for Spotify. So the two of them and their mother, that's how they listen to music. But it doesn't mean that music doesn't mean anything to them.
No, God, like, no, it doesn't.
My daughters would be huge, huge David Bowie fans. They talk about, one daughter is very into ELO, strangely, and likes Amy Winehouse. And the other daughter, you know, listens to Taylor Swift, but would also be able to tell you about Hunky Dory from 1971.
I hear you, and my kids are exactly the same.
Yeah.
But will we ever have another Pet Sounds or a Sergeant Pepper? An album, concept album that people listen to, for,
if I was going on a desert island,
Pet Sounds, and Pet Sounds is the album I would bring because I think I could listen to it forever. But there isn't that depth. I don't think if you're listening to stream music the whole time, I'm not sure you listen to music like that.
Well, I take your point. I take your point. But then Taylor Swift, now I'm no expert on Taylor Swift at all, but Taylor Swift has, I believe, has albums that are themed. Midnights, I see here in the, I'm going to spoof here now, but Midnights is in the top 20 streamed albums of all time. And I think that has, Janie, I don't know, but I think that has an overarching concept. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying about Pet Sounds. And for me, it'd be Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones, which is from 1972. But, Midnights, that means an awful lot to me, but Midnights means an awful lot to other people. Maybe that's the album they'd take on a desert island. So, I think we're talking about taste. I hope you're right.
Sorry, and it's not about saying, an album from 1965 or whatever it was is better than that. I hope albums are still being listened to, because I think they have an important role.
There should be more investment. Like, people talk about Netflix maybe changing movies, but Netflix make movies. Spotify don't make records, as far as I know. They don't invest in the industry. So that might be a difference there, if you see what I mean.
Sound quality, last question. I mean, nothing beats putting vinyl on and the needle on vinyl. I don't think anything beats it.
I agree with you.
What do you make of streaming digital? Is it as good?
Well, they've improved things. It's gone up. There's other options available if you're not a Spotify fan. There's a thing called Tidal, and there's a French thing called QBuzz or something like that have high quality streams, that they're the same or better than CD quality. I think Spotify has done some of that as well. Again, does it really matter if you're listening to all your music on a phone, on a pair of cheap headphones? It's not going to make a huge amount of difference to you, is it?
No,
it isn't. But I think they have improved things. And as you said at the start of this, it's not going away. There's no putting the finger in the dike at this stage. It's staying, and that's it. This is the way it is.
Okay. Pat Carty, good to talk to you as always. Pat Carty, their arts journalist and broadcaster. Let us know what you think. Spotify, a brilliant innovation. It is a brilliant innovation, and streaming is a brilliant innovation. But is it all positive? Do you have any reservations? 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.